On this episode of Up and Coming with Raven Fox and Bare Naked, we discuss some hot new GWA voices, and we pay homage to one of GWA's beloved authors as he leaves us for what is hopefully a short hiatus, as well as the newbie performers who read his scripts. Links to all things we mentioned will be posted so you can follow along if you like. Please comment on and upvote this podcast to encourage us to do more of them. This week on Up and Comers, we'll be meeting some newly verified Gone Wild audio performers that caught our ear and piqued our interest. All the people we mentioned have verified and contributed at least one audio to the community so far. So check them out and show them some love to encourage them to contribute more. So last week we said that we were going to try to put out two episodes, and that did not happen.
But we did start working on it exactly like we said we would. It just took longer than we expected.
We had a lot of distractions, a lot of stuff going on, and that was just stressful.
And yes, and the distractions know who they are.
And if you stress me out, I stop. So I'm horrible under pressure. Just so anybody knows that. If you're having a crisis, I am probably the least likely person that you want to help you.
Not necessarily.
Oh yeah, you're good in a crisis.
Well, yes.
You don't freak out until after it's over.
And then I panic.
And then you panic. Yes.
Which is ridiculous because there's no need to at that point.
Right.
Anyway.
So in an attempt to not have this be 3 hours long, because we have a lot to get through this week, let's jump right in.
Okay.
The first person on our list of newcomers is actually kind of not a newcomer. It's Wiley Casanova.
Mm-hmm.
He had another account. He left because he actually didn't get the feedback he was looking for. But he's back giving GWA another chance. So, and he's already posted two audios at the time that I found him.
Mm-hmm. And Raven perked up really big when we started listening to one of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I Want to Bend You Over, as I think what it was called.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
He has a very sexy voice. He's sounded so breathy and turned on. And he says he has no experience with dirty talk, but I really couldn't tell. So. Mm.
Well, if you need any help with that, I'm sure Raven will give you a few pointers.
So, he also did My Mind Just Won't Stop Stripping You, and that was fun. So, I have a special request for Wiley Casanova.
Okay, and yes. What is this?
I am a big fan of Miss's idea of get off while listening what gets you going.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to hear. I want to hear it from Wiley Casanova, what gets him going. There's a few other people that I'm going to mention.
Mm-hmm.
As we go on, that I would like to see do this.
Yeah,
because we want to know like more
those,
about him.
You like those almost as much as I've started liking those 101.
101s. Those are fun. Okay, so Wiley, you have your mission, should you choose to accept it. All right, now the next person we're going to mention is also not new. We've mentioned her before.
Well, she still really is new.
Right, so it's okay to mention her.
Yeah.
But she put out her second audio. It's Aria Montgomery. She is our trans girl that we liked so much. And she's a morning person.
And very playful.
Very playful, yes. She's so cute, such a tease. And there may be some new pictures on Gone Wild Trans of Aria that...
Stalking.
Yes.
Yet again.
Her audio was called The Best Part of Waking Up, and it was really good.
Yeah, well, the best part of waking up might not necessarily be coffee in her cup. Which probably involves cream.
Probably so.
Yeah.
A little bit of cream, yeah.
Probably.
So, give Aria a listen. This is her second audio, and she's done a really great job on it. And then we have, Lost Poet.
Yes, we don't have an official script, but we do have an outline.
He is another sexy British accent, highlighting a very sexy voice. He did a special evening at the library. And I swear he sounds like a grown-up Harry Potter.
Oh, no.
He does. He sounds just like Harry Potter, what Harry Potter should sound like when he's grown up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing it and gradually finds it harder to read. And then we have this erotic interlude. And then he just goes right back to the script. And then he does one, A Gentleman's Rambling Morning. He starts out so eloquently. And then halfway through, he completely loses his vocabulary skills. And it becomes, oh shit, oh fuck me. And lots of like.
Which kind of proves that, you know, proves that thing about men only being able to think with one head at a time.
Yes.
Yes.
He has also discovered a list of kinks that he wants to try.
You mean in addition to the audiophilia and exhibitionism that everybody here on GWA obviously has?
Yes, yes. And then he got the giggles, which was so cute. Okay, so this is a little something just for Lost Poet, which I noticed that he put out a new audio. I haven't had a chance to listen to it. I am going to go there.
No.
He just put out a new audio, and I have not had a chance to listen to it, but it went directly into my Listen Later folder because we were doing this and I didn't have time. So there is a new Lost Poet audio out there, and it's definitely going to be fun. I can tell. But anyway, since he sounds so much...
You don't even have to hear the words for it to be fun for you.
Well, not from him. Exactly. And a lot of them. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
So, because he sounds so much like Harry Potter to me, I would like to suggest some upcoming audios for Lost Poet. Lost Poet.
Don't do it.
I would like to suggest this being the title of the audios, and you can just expand upon them with your considerable talent as a writer. The first one is The Sorcerer's Stones. Then The Chamber of Sex, Prisoner of Mistress, Goblet of Lube, Order of the Penis.
No.
That's a particular favorite.
No.
The Half-Dom Switch, and finally, The Deafening Howls. So I will be looking for those as you create them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you're horrible, you know that.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
he sounds like Harry Potter.
Okay.
He
you
does.
Say so.
I say so.
Okay.
Ladies, listen, back me up. He sounds like Harry Potter. He sounds like the sexy version of Harry Potter. Okay, anyway. So, then we have... Oh, I like him with his shaky breaths. His name is Sway XOXO.
Yeah, it sounded like he was trying to hold his breath.
Mm-hmm. He's done a couple of very nice faps. He has a nice voice and he's very enthusiastic. I'd like to see him do a couple of scripts.
Do you have one in mind?
As a matter of fact, I do have a couple of suggestions.
Yeah, of course you do.
Now, there's no need to take them, Sway. I'm just putting it out there. I would like to hear you, if you want to, do Captured by the Captain by Lobster Roo and or I'm Begging You to Beg Me by Tarkus Trooper.
Tark! First Tark mention.
Mm-hmm.
Made it farther than I thought we would.
Yeah, well. You gotta mention Tark.
Always.
Okay. So if he does Tark's script, he'll be on the episode where we feature that script, because that's coming.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So, yeah, I especially recommend I'm Begging You to Beg Me by Tarkus Trooper.
He also has been leaving comments and stuff, which is always good for the community.
Yes, very good. If you're a new person and you want people to comment on your audios, comment on their audios. That's how it works. So we want to hear more from you, Sway. Let's broaden those horizons, baby. I think he's going to do it. All right. Then we have someone who I love the username. I love the username. When I Growl.
Now, When I Growl, you had Raven's interest even before she listened, just because of the name.
Oh, I loved him growls.
Mm-hmm.
He posted a couple of really nice play-alongs, and he to Wendy in the Woods, one
yes.
of your favorites.
I like Wendy in the Woods.
And Eve's Garden.
Who's also very nice.
Yes. So.
And then he took an idea and just kind of ran with it.
That was so funny. It was a request by Bait and Switchy. He expanded on it and made it hilarious.
Oh, the stories Eileen could tell.
Oh, yes. I can't wait to hear more scripts and improvs from When I Growl.
And to find out who Eileen is, you have to listen.
Yes, you have to listen. It's called A Little Fun in the Office. And it was, oh, wow. As a first audio, or I think it was his first one. One of his first ones, anyway. This was brilliant. He did such a good job. So I want to hear more humor from you, When I Growl. You've got great comedic timing and a very sexy voice.
Mm-hmm.
So then we have Soft Circles.
The name caught my attention because I know exactly what soft circles are good for.
She has a nice voice. Now, when we were doing the research, she'd only recorded one audio so far, which is Cafe 4 a.m. by I Will Instruct You.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to be talking about her later.
Right, because of that. Now, she may have recorded more since then because, like I said, this research has taken quite a bit of time this week. So if she's put anything out
so
there...
So has the other research.
Yes.
Stalking!
No, it's not stalking, it's research. It's
yes.
Because science.
It's search and research and research.
Research again and, research and save again. And bookmark. And yes. Okay, so, yeah, we'll be talking about soft circles later. She has a very nice voice. And because we're featuring I Will Instruct You scripts that have been done by newbies, she will be included and talked about a little bit later on the show. So, and now we have Won't Take Long.
Happy belated birthday.
Yes. He's done some questionnaires so far. He's good voice. And he's looking for collaborations in a couple of weeks.
So if you want to collaborate with somebody with a deep southern drawl, he's probably your guy.
Yes. He said y'all. I was sold at y'all. Mm-hmm. He had me at y'all. He seems like a pretty interesting guy. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see what he does with this script.
Which one?
I think maybe, I think maybe a Tarkus Trooper script.
Tark mentioned too. Of mm-hmm. course a Tarkus Trooper script.
Of course. He mentioned an interest in femdom. Okay. So I would suggest No More Broken Promises by Tark.
Tark.
A Taste of Your Own Medicine by Tark.
Tark.
Yeah. But I Won't Take Long. He's done what he called an answer to the extracurricular sextivities questionnaire. Very, very interesting. I'm pretty sure. And he also answered some questions by Miss. I think he did the Gamers United questionnaire. What I think he's the one that mentioned an interest in Harley Quinn.
I don't remember.
I love Harley Quinn.
Everybody loves Harley Quinn.
She's like, it's so good to be bad as Harley. There was somebody that put out a script offer for a Harley Quinn person that I'm going to end up having to take a stab at.
Well, you're working on the voice. You'll get it.
I'm being trained. Mm-hmm. then we have Nobody Blinded Me. He did a FAP and a script offer. He said he wasn't even planning on posting audios, just poem and story scripts.
I like the fact that his plan is to take literature from the Middle Ages and adapt them into erotic audio scripts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have an interest in that kind of thing myself.
Yes, you've really come out of your little shell there this past week.
A little bit.
That's one of the distractions is because I can't keep him off my damn microphone. Nobody Blinded Me has a very nice voice, and it was a very well-written script. It was a female-for-male set in medieval times with Arthur and Guinevere.
A Wife of Bath's Tale.
Yeah. I can't wait to see and hear more from Nobody Blinded Me. It's always nice to get a new writer in the family.
Always.
So, check out Nobody Blinded Me. He did Just Me Masturbating, which was just him masturbating, and very well done. And he is, like I said, the script offer was What Women Want, The Wife of Bath's Tale. Now, there is this new person in GWA, and y'all already know him, is Defrosted. That boy's everywhere.
Yes, he is.
He is so funny, and he's getting cocky, and I told him I'm going to have to take him down a peg.
He's also versatile and very prolific.
Yes.
Versatile.
Versatile.
Versal? Versal. Versal. Yum, 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 yum. Let me try that again. Versatile and prolific.
Yes. He's adorable.
He's a bit of a flirt, too.
Just a little.
Just a little.
let's see. At the time we were doing the research, he'd already done 11 audios.
In 4 days.
That was 11 audios. And he's done more since then.
Yes, he has.
So, my favorite that he had done so far was Drift, Sexy Story Time. It's actually a script written by Senna Says Hi. And I also really liked him in Just Between Us Bros, a script by Tarkus Trooper.
Tark! Mention number 3.
Yes. And he did, I saw that he had done Just Between Us Bros Part 2. I don't know if Tark wrote it or if he just adapted it from her original script, but definitely worth checking out. And Little Defrosted, he is one of the bossiest subs I have ever heard.
Topping from the bottom?
Yes, I guess so. He did an MDOM too. Which I haven't heard yet. But, so Drift, Sexy Story Time, I really liked him in that one. Mm-hmm. And Just Between Us Bros was very, very hot. But he's a little brat, so you guys watch out for him. I love him to pieces. Okay, and then we have Bait and Switchy.
Yes.
Bait and Switchy, that is an awesome username. She did a couple of schlicks. She femdomed Prince Charming.
Yes.
And she told us about her penis preferences.
And she already has a following.
Mm-hmm.
She's a screamer.
Yes. She did her first DP orgasm using vibrators.
That one was short and sweet. Most of hers are a bit longer.
Yeah. She also did the Bluty. The Bluty.
The Bluty? I like Bluty.
I said Bluty.
Oh, okay.
Not booty. The Beauty of Bluetooth, which is 19 minutes long, and it's like a discreet phone sex with a man at work. It's very hot, but it's also very sweet. It was very sweet. Mm. Watch out for this girl. She's going to be something. But yeah, that femdoming Prince Charming, that was cool. That was a cool idea. And we have a longtime lurker getting over his nerves. Mm-hmm. Malort. He leaves lots of comments on people's audios. Yes. And he started putting out audios. He's got a really cool accent. Mm-hmm. And a very nice voice.
And just keep posting. Your nerves will get better. Trust me.
Yeah. He said in one of his faps that he felt so naughty posting himself masturbating on the internet.
Well, don't worry about that. There are plenty of people that find naughty nice.
Yes. Yes. Very nice. So, I think I know what he really needs. He needs a spanking. He likes being spanked. And there are many ladies around here who would love to oblige him.
Including you.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to get him over his nerves that way. He also wrote a poem and performed it called I Desire. I thought it was really nice. And he says, all we have to do is ask. So, ladies, ask him. Okay. And then, another great name. Mm-hmm. Audiolicious.
Yeah. I like her.
That voice. I know you like her. You were telling me which of her audios to listen to before I even got to her. That's unusual. That's it's usually true. The other way around. But she's worthy of atypical behavior because that girl rocked it.
She did.
She's done the 100 to 1 challenge twice. And she's planning an AMA masturbation. So think of some questions for this lovely lady. But my favorite thing of hers.
It's my favorite too, I think.
It is. It's the one you told me to listen to, which is her
exactly.
Not 100 to 1 challenge. She does, and I quote, some stoned nasal gaving before moving on to gazing. A contentment inducing.
You said gaving.
Did I say, what did I say?
I don't know. It wasn't gazing.
I said gazing.
Okay, well, we'll listen back and see.
I'm going to start the quote over. You messed me up. Okay, I'm quoting Audiolicious here. Some stoned navel gazing before moving on to a contentment-inducing orgasm. And it was lovely. Getting to hear her talk was probably the best part of it for me. Not that her orgasm wasn't great, because it was.
I wish her more orgasms and less headaches.
Yes, less headaches. But I just loved hearing her talk. She's so cool. Mm-hmm. So she's done a not the 101 challenge. She's done the failed 101 challenge. Mm-hmm. Did she ever do the actual 101 challenge?
You know, I don't think that should be considered failing. Because it's actually what makes it good.
That's true. True. So, okay. The mm-hmm. next one, I really like him. He's already sung for me, so he is on my good list. He's on my Christmas list. Mm-hmm. And that's Elf Shot the Game.
Elf is on your Christmas list.
Yes, he is. I didn't even think about that.
I know you didn't. And we can't talk about his best stuff so far because it's Sunset by Tatterjack, and we're going to be featuring Sunset in, I think it was episode 6.
6.
I think.
This is 4, and then next week I think it's going to be Tark with I'm Begging You to Beg Me.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so, yeah, we can't talk about his best stuff so far.
Which is Sunset.
Yeah. I can't believe his take on Sunset had only gotten 2 commenters and 3 upvotes.
I'm sure that'll change soon.
Yeah. I want to say more, but I also want to save something for episode 6. Well, anyway, suffice it to say, it is well worth the listen.
And he's also somebody that's been starting to go around posting and talking, and he was one of our distractions earlier.
He was. He can distract me anytime.
Oh, yeah.
So we can't talk about Sunset, though.
No, not this time. But what does that leave us with?
Well, he did Casty's train script.
Oh, yeah.
It was an excellent take on that one. He's got some acting skills.
Mm, he does.
And he did some poems over there on recordings. He sang. Like I said, he sang to me. He sang so well, and I just oohed and aahed over his voice that he said, I said, you know, he was like, oh, go ahead, you know, go on. It's not that great. And then I said, keep it up, and I'm going to make a request. And I did. And he did the request. I just heard it today, and it is brilliant. Oh, my God, this boy can sing. He did my favorite
singer, Johnny Lang, he did Irish Angel by Johnny Lang. And he did a beautiful job.
Which fits his accent very well.
Very well. And he's all humble and shit. It's like, oh, it's not that good. I hope you get some meager entertainment from this. And I was like, over here, about to cry. It was so good.
Yeah. And he takes humor. He's very humorous. He takes humor well.
Mm-hmm.
And I was picking on him and made a request of my own, which he did fulfill.
you have to tell what the request is.
I was picking on him and told him that he had an awesome voice, and, you know, things like vocal quality do tend to travel in the family. So I asked him if he had a sister. So he posted something that his sister had recorded, which, well, all I can say is I felt about that about the way that Raven felt about him.
Yeah.
She has a beautiful voice.
Yes. Elf's sister is now officially on Bear's playlist. We listened to it before dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Elf did some questionnaires for backstage.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we got to do to get more Elf on GWA?
Probably throw some scripts at him.
Yeah, probably so. Everyone, throw scripts at him, because we need to hear more from him.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to hear him sing some more, but that won't work for GWA, so. Okay. Worked Up, Don't Stop.
Mm-hmm.
We received a PM from Rocket Ear about her, saying that we needed to put her on this podcast, and he was right. She has such a sultry voice. Mm-hmm. She does great ASMR, and she sings beautifully.
And she did one of Rocket Ear's scripts, Sexy Time at the I can't say that word today.
Optometrist.
There you go.
Sexy time at the eye doctor.
There you go.
That one was popular.
I like her voice.
Yeah. And she did an amazing piece called I'd Know Your Voice Anywhere. Oh my God, it's all about her favorite GWA recorders. Or we're talking to one, but, you know, you kind of get the feeling that she's talking to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
About she'd know our voice anywhere, and her ritual for preparing to listen, and just, oh, gave me chills. So that one was awesome. Worked Up, Don't Stop. I loved that one. Definitely check that one up. Check that one up.
Well, you know, there is that little arrow on the side. You can check it up.
Check it up. That reminds me, I'm going to take a moment and pause here. Casty did a meta on the forum and on the feed or whatever they call it, the front page. Casty did a meta and talking about how we're having this rash of downvoting trolls and bots and assholes. But because we are such a huge community, all we have to do to combat them is upvote the hell out of everybody, especially the male performers. They are getting slammed so hard.
Yeah, I got slammed with it myself to the point where I was only allowed to put one comment per 8 minutes.
Yeah, and that's another thing. These guys are getting downvoted, and it's not just stopping them. It's not just downvoting their audios off the feed. It's making it so that they can't even comment on other audios. And what we think it is it's a bunch of guys out there, lurkers, who are listening to the female audios, and that's all they want. They don't want to hear about any guys, no guy voices, blah, you know, cooties, that kind of thing. So downvote the shit out of them and, get all the female audios. But I got news for you people, and this was something that was brought up in Casty's meta. If the guys quit posting, the ladies are going to leave. And then you will be jacking off to each other anyway. So your best bet is to stop doing that. But since they're not going to, and because they're bots and people that don't listen to these podcasts anyway.
And if you look at the top bar, you can hide them anyway.
You can?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Well, I'll show you next time.
I don't want to hide anybody.
No, you don't. I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about those people.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Or those people.
Yeah. So anyway, it is your responsibility, family, GWA family, to upvote and comment and praise up one side and down the other these new performers, especially our guys. We're very, very proud and happy that we have so many gorgeous men posting for us in GWA,
Ever since that meta, I've been doing that. And let me tell you, it helps because it makes it so that you can tell which ones you've already read.
Yeah, that too. So if you open it, try to leave a comment, but definitely upvote it. Definitely upvote it. Even if it's not to your taste, upvote it.
Now, if you looked at it, it had to at least catch your interest.
Right. And if you looked, if someone put something out there, they deserve an upvote. Because that's putting yourself out there. That's making yourself vulnerable. Okay, down off the soapbox. But I'm going to have to post a link to Casty's meta in the yes, thing. Okay.
Definitely.
So back to it. We have a new GWA couple.
Ah, yes. Yes.
And that's this where is... Hiberian Wolf and Slutty Sub in Love. That's very hard to say.
Slutty Sub in Love.
Slutty Sub in Love.
There you go.
Okay, I did it. And he verified, but she's the one posting. Mm-hmm. And we want to hear more from him, too.
I like the one where he was spanking her.
Oh, I know you did. I think
she liked that one, too.
Yeah. She has a great voice, and we want to hear more from him. They said they've posted a couple of couples audios under her account. One was called Moaning Loudly While Fucked Hard and Spanked.
Which is pretty much exactly what it was.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. I think she did one screaming while riding my boyfriend's cock. Okay. Wasn't that her?
I don't know.
I don't remember either. Okay.
You're going to make me break out my laptop.
Yeah, and we're going to have to go and find that link because I mentioned it.
Yep.
Oops.
There you go.
Okay. So, welcome to a new GWA couple. We want to hear more from you guys. Spoken Lust is rather recent. She has a great voice. She did a script by a real daddy, user A Real Daddy, and it's called Daddy Ties Me Up and Gets Out the Magic Wand. She performed it very well. Nice, good sound effects and nice orgasm.
Yeah, well, we need more from her.
Yeah, it's only been a few days, so give her some time. So Spoken Lust, we do want to hear more from you. Oh, this girl is on the rise. Tiggle Bitties. That is adorable. She's going to be one to watch.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely watching.
You're post-stalking.
Well, post-stalking? Yes. Me?
Yes. You're not just listening to her audios. You're looking at her lips and tits over on GW Curvy.
That is true.
Yes.
That is true.
Yes. She's done a couple of scripts, including I Will Instruct You Surrendering. We'll talk about that later.
Yes, we will.
She did accent challenges. Mm-hmm. They were both great, but her Southern Belle was very convincing.
Yeah, I think she got some inspiration from yours.
She might have. And yours. Would you like a piece of pie? But her best, oh my God, her best audio so far is the voicemail. It's Casty's Tarkus Trooper tribute script.
Tarkus Trooper! Mention number four.
Yes, the tag in this, it's called the voicemail. The tag is, can I seduce a woman?
You already have.
That, you got me, girl. That is so freaking hot. Okay, so listen to Tiggle Bitties.
We'll talk about her in just a little bit, too.
Yeah, you gotta listen to her, especially the voicemail. That was awesome.
Yeah.
We have a sexy Scott.
Okay.
Jimothy 2991. He's a bit soft spoken, and he did Mrs. Gamers United questionnaire.
Yep, and he also mentioned Age of Empires. I wish I could fight Age of Empires again.
I loved that game. Yeah, you played that all the time.
I know.
Back in the day. Jimothy was pretty nervous, and he thinks he doesn't have a nice voice when he speaks English, but I beg to differ. So give one of them many quality scripts around here a try, or do a FAP where you just let yourself be as noisy as you like, because, honey, the ladies are going to love you. Mm-hmm. I already love you, so we need to hear more. We have a pillow talker who has come over to the wild side.
There we go.
Lost Among Pines.
Soft whisper voice, and in my opinion, original poems get extra credit.
Yes, yes. She did a hysterical literature where she reads the song lyrics to Up in Here. It was removed for copyright. But I hope she reposts it to recordings because it was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, and I have become a fan of those audios where they're trying to concentrate on something else, like the hysterical literatures, the 101s, that kind of thing.
Yeah, those are fun.
Oh, yeah.
So Lost Among Pines did I'm Waiting. So check out I'm Waiting. And like I said, I hope she reposts that Up in Here to recordings where the copyright's not so big of a deal. Mm-hmm. We also have a new Aussie on the board.
Quit drooling.
Quit drooling. Killer Tortilla. When I looked at his name, I thought, oh, Killer Tortilla? What the hell? And then he's like, he comes on with this deep voice, this sexy Aussie accent. I'm like,
drooling. Quit drooling.
He does a good beast.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. He does a really good Beast.
And you've always liked Beasts.
He's fucking sexy as hell. He did a script by Recycled Rose.
Yes, I like Rosie.
Yes, she did a great script. And them growls. Ooh, scary sexy. He did an entry for the GWA Halloween contest. I'm not sure if it's called Ethereal. That's it. That's how you pronounce that. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's called Ethereal or Dear Claudia. It's one of those. And it is hot.
I think, isn't this the guy you said sounded like an Australian Sean Connery?
He does. Like back in the 007 days. Mm-hmm. That's the Australian Sean Connery. We need so many more audios from Killer Tortilla. So check out The Beauty and My Beast and Dear Claudia by mm-hmm. Killer Tortilla. He was just dandy. I liked him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'm going to mess up this name. Sorte Fugel?
I have no
Sorte Fugel. I can't place the accent, but I like it. I'm thinking maybe Scandinavian. He's maybe. Got a great voice. And at the time I was doing the research, all he'd submitted so far was this really quiet fap.
But you went post-stalking.
It's not post-stalking.
It is post-stalking.
No. Okay, I went to his to listen to the fap. Of course, I had to go to his Soundgasm page. And while I was there, I clicked on his name just to see if anything else was there.
Post-stalking?
It's not. It's exploring the Soundgasm
page. Okay,
it's Soundgasm stalking. Well, maybe. He did a poem, I think, called Just for Tonight, and it was very, very sexy, very dominant.
Where did he post it?
I couldn't find where he posted it. But we included him here because of the FAP and the verification.
True.
But I'm looking for more from him. He has...
Obviously.
Yeah, he's looked at a couple of scripts and commented that they were good, which I found out when I looked at his overview.
Post-stalking.
Maybe he'll record one of those scripts soon. Please record one of those scripts soon. You have a beautiful voice.
You see, post-stalking is one of those distractions.
It is not. That's part of the research. That's for science.
Uh-huh.
That is for science. It's
so
necessary.
So is Frankenstein.
It's for the greater good, man. Just ask for recycled
I'm the greatest good you ever gonna
I'm the
get.
Greatest good you ever gonna get. Okay.
Favorite line in the movie.
Kenia. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Khemia. She posted a not 100-to-1 challenge.
And she cannot count when she's touching herself, which in my opinion is not failing. That's the point.
Yeah, she has a very sexy voice. I hope she chooses a script and gives it a try.
Okay.
Then we have Bear Hat Steve, who snuck in his verification. Before we knew what we were doing with the podcast. So that's the only way we could have missed him because his voice is gorgeous.
Yeah, he did a Tarkus Trooper script, which is...
Mention number five.
I don't remember.
I've lost count.
He did Sing to Me, and he even ad-libbed a bit during the script, which is impressive for a newbie.
Very impressive. That was his first post. He did a great job. He is so smooth and sexy. He has that kind of voice where you can kind of hear him smile. Is very open and friendly, and yet explodes ovaries at the same time. But that hearing the smile, I mean, when I record audios,
mm-hmm.
I smile at the microphone. You know, well, not during the sexy time, but anyway, when I'm just talking mm-hmm. and trying to, you know, sound nice, that I smile, and mm-hmm. it really makes a difference. I could hear his smile. He did two I Will Instruct You scripts, which we will talk about a little later.
Yeah, wait a minute. Bear Hat Steve.
Yep.
That name makes me just a little bit nervous.
you don't want to be a hat?
I don't want to be a hat.
Oh, okay. And another thing is he really seems to want to kind of push himself. He even did an Anthro Bunny script by Senna Says Hi that was really hot and very different than anything else he's done. Mm-hmm. So he's really new, but he's just jumping right in there to, he's going all directions. He's,
mm-hmm.
you know, so throw some scripts at him. He sounds cool. Okay, so that is it for our up-and-comers segment.
Mm-hmm.
Now on to our next segment, Scene Stealers. In this segment, we will feature a popular script and the performers who recorded it. At the end, we will give our opinions on who stole the scene. Please agree or disagree with us in the comments.
Just remember to tell us why and keep it positive.
We're doing things a bit differently this time. Instead of one featured script, we are dedicating this segment to I Will Instruct You. He has contributed 17 scripts to GWA, and they've been recorded by numerous artists. Because this show is mostly about newbies, though, we will be discussing only the newbies who have recorded his scripts. And that was still, I think, 26.
A good number, anyway.
I think it was 26, because Malort had two. Mm-hmm. It was 25 different posts, and Malort had a double post. So, yeah. 26, that's just the newbies. That doesn't even count the veterans who have recorded. I Will Instruct You is a brilliant author. And I, like I said in the beginning, I really hope he doesn't take too long of a hiatus. We need him. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're starting with Alliteration Alice. She did an excellent daddy audio. She mm-hmm. performed the script very realistically.
I mean, who doesn't like boobs?
Who doesn't like boobs? Exactly. Titty fucking for the win. It's called Breast Play, by the way. And for I Will Instruct You actually gave some backstory on this one. He said this was a daddy dom and a little girl meeting for the first time. She's been accepted as his submissive, but only on a probationary basis. So she's given the task of teaching him what she likes. And even as a submissive, she's supposed to sound sultry and confident in her sexuality. And I think Alliteration Alice did a fantastic job of that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And then we have, you know, a lot of these people, these new people, recorded an I Will Instruct You script as their first post.
He's good for that.
He is very good. And Calibo Cat said this was her first naughty post.
Mm-hmm.
She did Call Me Tonight. You can hear just a little bit of nerves, but she did an otherwise really good job.
Yeah, she mentioned erotic dreams, and you could hear her voice change. It changed in tone. Mm-hmm. It really showed the desire that the poem, yes. Whatever. Is meant to convey.
Yes. And I heard the same thing when she said, good girl.
Yeah, that's where she chuckled a little.
Yes, that was very nice. So Calibo Cat did a great job. Then we have Pirate Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
Pirate Roberts, I actually messaged him when we came across him as one of the people that did I Will Instruct You scripts, one of the newer people. I messaged him and was like, hey, we haven't seen you around in a while. Apparently, he's got a lot going on. He's been in London. He went to London, and he's getting married. So, he says he will be back, though. So, I know all of us have been missing Pirate Roberts. Anyway, he recorded two versions mm-hmm. of Call Me Tonight. He did it with a British accent and his regular dialect.
And his regular dialect was better, I think, because it was more natural and he had more emotion. He wasn't concentrating on the accent, so the emotion mm-hmm. came through.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure he is a professionally trained actor, voice actor, some sort of actor. He's professional. Yeah. He's very professional. He also has a very, very sexy voice. Oh, my God. And if you're into MDOM, bondage, and spanking, he is your man.
Okay.
He is your man. But, yes, I kind of liked his regular one more as well. The British accent one was good. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And then we have Bear Hat Steve.
I'm still a little worried.
And
I start checking for bear traps?
You might need to. Mm. The first of his I Will Instruct You strips is... Strips?
Hey, look at you.
I give up. The first of his I Will Instruct You scripts was Call Me Tonight.
That word was delicious.
Yes, he's very sexy. Call Me Tonight was very sexy.
Yeah, he had a voice you really liked.
Yes. He sounds friendly but uber sexy at the same time. So natural. He did a great job. I'd call him.
Oh, yes, you would. What would you call him?
Mm.
You'd call him...
Over.
Over.
Call him over.
I see. So now I know who's going to be setting the bear traps.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then there was Miss Patho. She actually did four I Will Instruct You scripts.
Yes.
I got it that time. They were all good. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. And for Call Me Tonight, she did the poem like I tried to do it. See, I did it, and I didn't, you know, I was... She conveyed this little bit of desperation, this longing, and I just sounded fucking desperate, like, oh, call me tonight, please! So she did a great job. I like the way she did it, much better than mine.
Yeah, her voice is that middle ground between sultry and relaxing, so depending on the context, it could be either. For this one, I think it was, the context made it sultry.
Yeah, she did a good job. She performed it, she didn't just read it.
Yeah, I think she could probably do there's my turn. We're just taking turns today.
Wow, this is not working
Hypnosis.
Out.
Hypnosis.
Adios. You're getting very sleepy and tongue-tied. Yes.
I don't need to be sleepy for that.
I think she could do hypnosis audios.
You know, the worst part about it is you said something about hitting the angry orchards tonight, and we haven't even done that yet, and look at what we're already doing.
The days are running together for you. I said that last night.
Oh. Okay. Well, we were going to record last night, so.
Oh, yes. We've been going to record for like 3 days now. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, yeah, Miss Pathos, she did a really good job. Very, very sultry, but soothing at the same mm-hmm. time, I think. And then the author himself recorded Call Me Tonight. He is just so gravelly and sexy. Mm-hmm.
I think more script offers should include the author's performance of it.
I don't.
Well.
Not on the script offer. Yes, I think that more authors should eventually read their own scripts. But I think that when you put the script out there, you don't want to influence anybody else's take on it. So mm-hmm. if you put your, you know, here's a Rocketeer does this and he has, you know, he doesn't have a problem with it. And I'm not saying that he's wrong, but you put out the audio mm-hmm. with the script offer and then people listen to the audio and then they look at the script offer and they think that they kind of have to do it mm-hmm. like the author, or they have to try to do it differently. Whereas if they didn't have the author's take on it mm-hmm. in front of their face, they could maybe just, you know, see what they came up with.
Yeah. And my side of that is that if you actually do it that way, then people who are newer and a little less experience, a little more nervous, can hear it and go, oh, okay, and
you know, do it that is way. That is a good point. That is a good point. But still, I don't know. I'm torn. I guess maybe that might be Rocket Ear's reason for putting out mm-hmm. you know, audios right as soon as he puts out the scripts.
Well, he could always tell us, you know. Yeah. It'd be nice to know.
Okay, so I will instruct you, did Call Me Tonight and did a very, very sexy job of it.
Yes.
So then we move on to Listen to Me, mm-hmm. one of your favorites.
Oh, yes.
Just Like Honey. Bear started chuckling as soon as I mentioned Just Like Honey.
Oh, yeah.
So this script, Listen to Me by I Will Instruct You, prompted her to start recording again. So that's mm-hmm. great. And for me, something about hearing her do a Lady Lovin' audio.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to have to get caught up so that I can actually go listen to the rest of her audios.
Yeah, she's put out quite a few since she came on the scene. And I kind of hope she does some more female.
Of course.
For female. It was good.
Of course she did. Yeah,
and the script. I love the script. It is so sweet. It's basically an ode to the pussy.
Of course.
You know, all about the loveliness of the pussy.
And pussies can be very lovely.
Pussies can be very lovely.
Very.
And then, my man, mm-hmm. Suplex Lemon, he did Listen to Me, and he tagged it Pussy Appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
He was also worried that he didn't whisper enough. He was very soft-spoken, but it was very manly. I think that's better than whispering.
And yeah, and I get to watch Raven's face when she's listening.
I love him. He's so mm-hmm. awesome. I love listening to him.
Usually lemons are sour, but the look on your mm-hmm. face was completely different than
but
that.
It wasn't sour. That was not sour. That was very sweet.
That was not sour.
I Will Instruct You also did Listen to Me.
Mm-hmm.
I just adore his voice. I don't know why he doesn't record... Well, he didn't record more of his scripts, because he has this really great timbre. His mm-hmm. voice is very deep, very sexy. And he performs with such emotion, of course, because mm-hmm. it's his script. I love this. I loved him telling me how beautiful my pussy was.
Well, I'm a fan.
Yes, indeed. I guess lots of women go through that feeling embarrassed, worried that theirs isn't attractive. It usually happens when we're younger, and we're just realizing that what our pussies are for. So, or we watch enough porn videos where the women look completely different than we do. And... you get kind of self-conscious. So it's nice to be reminded, even after we've come to terms with her, that she's beautiful and she's erotic and she's attractive to our partners.
Of course.
Yes. Okay. So anyway, this is a great script. I loved Listen to Me. I would recommend lots of men, if you're having trouble getting your woman to just be open and free in the bedroom, record this poem for her.
Yeah, that would work.
Just about... Let me tell you how much I love your pussy. Okay, anyway. Moving on. We have moving Surrendering. Right, Surrendering is another script by I Will Instruct You.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, you like them. And we.
Well,
and this is the one that Tig Ol' Bitties
yes,
did.
Yes, that's why.
She's so soft and sweet. It's another one of her first posts. This was her first post.
Mm-hmm.
And her voice is really soft and sweet, but it has that kind of husky quality to it.
Yes, it does.
And you could hear the longing in her voice.
And she sounded so sincere.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, these were also words that I will never hear from you, Raven.
Never.
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 And she listed the individual things she wanted him to do, and it was like she was thinking back and remembering the instances.
Yeah. She did a great. I love her.
Oh, it was good.
It was very good.
Very good.
I love her. And, you know, her audios are best listened to looking at one of her pictures over in Gallmile Kirby. Just saying. Yeah. You put the picture up on the screen, you listen to her, you could see that. You could just imagine those gorgeous lips moving.
Yes. We were both post-stalking. What can I say? I admit it this time.
I'm a fan of Tiggs. I'm a fan. Crocodile Grasp, another one of your favorites.
Yes. Her voice is great.
Mm-hmm, this is one of her earlier audios. She sounded just a little bit nervous. And she has an accent that I can't place.
Mm-hmm.
It's really sexy, but I don't know where it comes from. And that line, please say that you will own me. Please say that you will own me. Lots of GWA doms would love to own her.
That is an interesting idea.
Yes, indeed. So, and then the last new person that did surrendering was Miss Patho.
Mm-hmm.
You had a smile on your face the whole time you were listening to Miss Patho do that one.
It was awesome. You know, I like our fight for control that mm-hmm. you know we go on, but you know that would be nice too.
You someone just surrender to you?
Yeah, that'd be nice too.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're not used to that.
Well, you see, I have to have my strong, determined woman. Mm. And I have that.
You have that.
I have that. That would be nice too.
That'd be nice too. Okay. To add to the collection, I guess.
Oh, if you want to call it a collection. I wouldn't call it a collection necessarily.
Interests?
There you go.
Add to your interests? Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
And Miss Patho's voice suited it so well because she's got that soft, longing quality to her voice. She did a great job. Miss Patho did great with all four of the ones that she did. You know, I want to listen to more of her stuff.
Mm-hmm. We have to get caught up first, though.
And then, speaking of hot chicks, mm-hmm. 21 baby girl, 21 girl. After I listened to her do Hunger of the Beast, I couldn't even get... click over to the right thing. I was trying to get to my Word document. I was just so shaken.
Damn.
Yes. Hot. Accent and performance. Oh, my God. And Bear, I'm tattling on Bear, he growled after listening to this.
Nope. Never.
You did. Nope. And because I was turned away. I was drinking some coffee, and I went to go set it back on my windowsill. And he's like, the audio just finished, and he growled. And
nope,
I turned.
Never. Wouldn't do that.
He laughed at me because I'm like, oh, you're going to growl? See, this is why we were distracted.
Part of it got him going. Yeah, I could be your beast.
Oh, I bet you could.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Your beast.
My beast. Relication. Oh, my goodness. Relication. He did Hunger of the Beast, too.
Yeah, I knew her reaction. I was prepared for it this time.
That man is a beast. He is a sexy beast. And I could hear the prowling hunter in his voice.
And never has the prey wanted to be caught so much.
Oh, I know. Oh, whew. Gotta fan myself on that one. He was very dominant in that one.
Yeah, I could be her beast.
Oh, I bet you could.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Your beast.
My beast. Relication. Oh, my goodness. Relication. He did Hunger of the Beast, too.
Yeah, I knew her reaction. I was prepared for it this time.
That man is a beast. He is a sexy beast. And I could hear the prowling hunter in his voice.
And never has the prey wanted to be caught so much.
Oh, I know. Oh, whew. Gotta fan myself on that one. He was very dominant in that one.
Yeah, but you don't really do other people being the dom very well.
Well, that doesn't mean I don't like them to sound dominant.
You just like them to try.
I do. I find it amusing.
Yeah.
It's really cute. Mm-hmm. That's not what the doms of GWA want to hear. Oh, isn't that cute? He's trying to dom me. I'm sorry. I'm very, very hard to dom.
Yes. It's part of what makes it fun.
I guess so. I guess mm-hmm. so. There have been a couple. Yeah. There have been a couple that have got me.
Mm-hmm. For short periods of time. Anyway.
Very short. It's fun to play every once in a while, but mm-hmm. I could never do the lifestyle thing.
No.
Speaking of lifestyle, Bored Baker, who is part, is the other, you know, the other half to Gate of Ivory. Mm-hmm. They're a dom sub couple. She did Punish Me. Please Punish Me.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very sultry and sassy, which is what her tag said she was.
Yeah, I think I heard the voice of experience.
Oh, definitely.
And I'm kind of wondering, you know, this performance she did, if the two of them would kind of expand upon it, maybe.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear more couples audios from
them.
Yeah. Anyway, she did a really good job on Please Punish Me.
Mm-hmm.
She sounds very submissive and very sweet
mm-hmm.
and very sassy. So that was good. Another first post we have from at Soft Circles. Mm-hmm. She did Cafe 4 p.m.
Cafe 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sounded kind of like it was the spoken words slam poetry stuff. Lots of emotion in it.
Yeah, she did a beautiful reading of a beautiful script. The words just...
Yeah, the scripts are wonderful.
Yeah, the words just flow so smoothly. We're just going to talk over each other now.
Yeah, we are.
Are we? Okay. Yeah, what did you say?
I don't remember.
I said the words flow so smoothly.
Mm. Oh yeah, the script. That's one of the reasons I'm going to miss him while he's gone. Hopefully, it won't be long.
I will instruct you. Yeah, I hope he won't be gone long. Anyway, Soft Circles really knocked this one out of the park. Mm-hmm. I wanted to fuck her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though I don't have a cock or any male forearms. Put my dildo back. Oh, my God.
You have one.
Waving
right
it
there.
Around. Put it back in the drawer. Stop that. You're horrible.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, anyway. Yeah. So
I
she did.
Your cock.
You did touch my cock. Did it turn you on?
Not really.
Not really. Okay. Another cafe 4 p.m. was Miss Patho.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. She's good. She got that lower pitched, sultry woman, woman voice.
Yeah, grown up woman. Yeah.
Yeah.
She did the shaky breaths and the words. I was just mesmerized.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah, Miss Patho. Miss Patho. And a minute ago, we mentioned Bored Baker and Gate of Ivory. Mm-hmm. And Gate of Ivory did Lay Upon Me. Mm-hmm. He did a fantastic job. His voice is so rich.
Yeah, like we said in episode 2, very smooth.
Mm-hmm. It's very commanding. But this one, I mean, he's a dom, but this one was more sweet than dominant. It was romantic. It was classy. I just adore him. His take on this script was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. I just love Gate of Ivory. Okay, anyway, MSA Andy, another one of my favorites, mm-hmm. did another awesome rendition of Lay Upon Me, and he is just sexy as hell, very seductive.
Yeah, the Aussie accent, your first love.
Oh, yes, that Aussie accent. He's amazing. The sentiment of the script is very sweet,
mm-hmm.
and it's very romantic, but at the same time, Andy builds this anticipation and sensuality, you know, with this incredible voice that he's got and this accent. It's more than just sweet and romantic. It's anticipation, you know. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, well, in his audios, you know, I'm not that big of a fan of the male. I recognize that, you know.
You recognize that they're good.
Yeah,
you
I recognize they're good, but
they
it's
not
turn
necessarily
you on. My press. But this guy, I'm appreciating this guy.
Yes, yes, he's very easy to appreciate.
Yeah.
So he did a really good job. Malort. Did mm-hmm. two I Will Instruct You scripts, and one of them was Lay Upon Me. Mm-hmm. I love his accent. He sounded sweet and just a little shy.
Yeah, and I can't place his accent, but I'm kind of pretty sure that English is not his first language.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to have respect for somebody who speaks a second language as well as he does.
Yes, definitely. Anybody that says something, I've heard people say, that person doesn't speak, you know, his English isn't good. And I want to ask them, how's your...
English is better than my whatever.
My whatever of their native language.
I can
honestly
say that because I failed high school Spanish, and that was my only attempt, so...
Well, I took... I knew some Turkish. Well, I knew some Spanish. And I got the two mixed...
You cheated on the
Turkish. I did. I got the two mixed up. But anyway, yeah. So, okay, Malort did Lay Upon Me, and then he also did Crying Again. And of the two he did, Crying Again was my favorite. He sounded really, really needy. Like, he really wanted the woman he was talking to. And that really worked for the script.
Yeah.
So I was impressed. It was a good job by Malort. Then we have Just Watch Me.
Oh,
that's
yes.
another...
Yes, Just Watch Me.
And the sex nerd did that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I could not just sit there and watch. I would have to participate.
Yes. And the sex nerd did well. She was very... She did a very well... fuck.
Yeah, leave it in there. Leave it in.
Leave it in. All
yeah.
right. She, she read the script well, is what I was trying to say.
Yes, yes.
Are you sure I have to leave that in there? That's embarrassing.
You do now. We're too far along.
God. Okay, yeah. Editing's for losers.
Yeah, there you go.
She has a really great voice, as always. But yeah, as far as you sitting there and watching, no. You've never been good at watching.
No.
You are so much more exhibitionist than you are voyeur.
You know, it's not so much exhibitionist as that I just don't care. I'm not performing for the person over in the corner or behind the bush or wherever they happen to be. I am concentrating on the person that I'm with. If somebody else happens to be watching, who cares?
You don't like to put on a show.
Well, not for the person behind the bush.
I like to put on a show.
Well, yeah.
Well, audio. I like vocally. You know, that's fun. That's my performance.
One of the secrets that I'm not supposed to tell is sometimes she does get a little shy.
Every once in a while. Just Watch Me. The sex nerd. Mm-hmm. Good job. Bored Baker also did Just Watch Me. I love her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the script is very teasing, and she took it and made it also sultry.
Yeah, and the whole time I was listening to her do this, I could just see her doing this sexy strip tease, and I could imagine Gate of Ivory sitting in a chair, gripping the armrest with all of his might just to avoid reaching out to touch her.
Claw marks on the arm of the chair.
Yes. So she really conveyed that whole teasing, like, just watch. No, don't touch yourself. Don't touch me. Mm. It was good. And then, of course, Miss Patho did Just Watch Me. Oh, just,
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn, that voice, sultry, hypnotic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would have been able to keep my hands off for the whole length of the poem.
No, you wouldn't have.
No.
And I like this one, and I saw your face the whole time. You were really into this.
Yes.
She did it beautifully, really. And then we have Dear Sir.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the one I thought he had done a different, script called Wanted. Originally it was called Wanted, and then he changed it. He tweaked it and called it Dear Sir. Remember, I said there was one that he didn't have listed. This was it, the Dear Sir. And Worked Up Don't Stop did Dear Sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Raven was almost giddy when she saw that Worked Up was next.
I know. She has such a sensual voice. It's like instant tingles.
Mm-hmm.
And she did a fantastic job on the script, which is about a submissive responding to a classified ad. I thought that she's definitely hired. I just thought that was such a unique concept. That's mm-hmm. just another thing. I will instruct you. Coming up with these things, who would have thought about doing a poem or a piece or whatever you want to call it about a submissive mm-hmm. responding to a classified ad? And he didn't make it cheesy. It was very classy. It's mm-hmm. a great script. But yeah, I Worked Up Don't Stop. She earned that job. I needed to catch my breath after the response. I just, woo. I can only imagine what would happen after the live demo when she tried out for the job.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have A Dark Blade, mm-hmm. which was really cool. The script, first let me say the script, A Dark Blade, it's about guy. Yeah, it's fear play. This guy is running the knife over this woman's body, but it's consensual. And he's like, because he's saying for as long as you're there, as long as you allow me, I'm going to do this. And if you don't want to, you can leave. But I'm going to continue as long as you stay here. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And Bear Hat Steve, this was his second of his I Will Instruct You
Slip. Bear Hat Steve mm-hmm. with a blade. Okay. Now I'm really beginning to wonder about this hat.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Yeah. I'm not liking this trend here.
Yeah.
It wasn't really his preference either, but he wanted to try a little fear play.
Yeah, and he did a really good job. He has such a friendly voice, but in this he managed to sound just a little bit menacing.
Yeah, he wasn't very friendly in this one.
He really wasn't. Not like his other ones.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so those were the 26 I Will Instruct You scripts done by... I think it's 26.
Yeah.
Done by new people, and now is the time for us to choose our scene stealers.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many, we're going to choose two each this time. Since
Are you sure we can't do three?
No. We're going to choose...
Oh, come on, three.
Shh. So we're going to choose two scene stealers each time, since there were just so many good ones among these performances. And we're also going to pick our favorite I Will Instruct You script as separate from the performers.
Okay. That makes sense. And last week, because I knew who you were going to pick.
Devarim.
I knew who you were going to pick.
I didn't know.
So I went first last time, so you go first this time.
Okay. All right. This was really hard.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many good ones.
I even put a post, a meta post earlier that I don't know if it'll still be there or not, because as Raven said, it didn't quite fit the rules. But hopefully it'll still be there. Maybe the mods will have
Laughing
mercy.
At Raven is the name of it.
Yes, maybe the
ass.
Mods will have Murphy.
Murphy?
Maybe they'll have Murphy.
Murphy's Law.
Yes. Murphy exists in our podcast.
Yes.
Obviously. Maybe they'll have mercy and it'll still be there.
And you know what? Everybody, okay, on this Laugh at Raven, all of the women that came and said something in this post.
Stuck up for
they're
her.
Like, oh, Raven, honey, is he being mean to you? And stuff like that. And there weren't very many women. Mm-hmm. But the ones that were there were like, oh, I'm solidarity. Lady solidarity going mm-hmm. on. And with one notable exception.
Bad Robot.
Bad Robot 52. Every other one of you swinging dicks that came to that thread made fun of me. Y'all got right on Bear's bandwagon. So I hate you all. Fuck you all. Exactly.
Yes, but it was so funny watching you sit there. You were so aggravated that your arms were shaking. I can't decide.
Well, I can't. Okay, I did, though, but it was hard.
I know.
Okay, so here's my choices.
It can get hard again.
Okay, listen now. Shh.
Okay.
All right.
I'm listening.
So, I chose Lay Upon Me
mm-hmm.
by Gate of Ivory. Mm-hmm. That's my first scene stealer. Just, I love him. I so love him. And he did such a good job on this script. And the other one, I gotta go with my boy. Yeah, Hunger of the Beast, Relocation. Mm. Oh, yes.
I enjoyed watching her. I actually missed part of what he was saying because I was watching Raven.
It was just so hot. Okay, so now my favorite script, my favorite I Will Instruct You script that we've
talked
about.
Have you decided yet?
I'm going to go with Hunger of the Beast. No. I'm going to go with Lay Upon Me. I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Okay, Hunger of the Beast. Final answer. Okay. That's it. Final answer. Mm-hmm. So, Gate of Ivory, Lay Upon Me, Relocation, Hunger of the Beast, and my favorite script is Hunger of the Beast.
Now, are you sure we can't do three?
No!
I have three.
You can't do three. That's cheating.
Oh, come on.
Who do you have?
Miss Patho. I think it was Surrendering. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Tiggle Bitties.
Yeah.
And Just Like Honey.
No, not and. You Miss Patho and Tiggle Bitties Surrendering.
Right.
You can only have two.
And then, well, no, and I'm telling you asked what the three were, so I'm telling you the three. And the other one was Just Like Honey's Listen to Me.
That's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
What's your script?
Just Watch.
Now, you wouldn't be able to just watch. Why did
Doesn't
you choose
mean
that?
Doesn't mean that I can't enjoy listening to it.
Oh, my God. Okay, since you chose more than two. Well, hold up. He chose more than two. So I'm going to add 21 Baby Girl 21, who also did Hunger of the Beast mm-hmm. and blew me away. Suplex Lemon. Suplex Lemon, Listen to Me.
Runaway Train, awesome. And It's Never Coming Back.
And Miss Patho for Cafe 4 p.m. She just, oh God. And just everybody else. They were all so damn awesome. We have a very talented bunch of newbies that have done I Will Instruct You scripts. So
yes. The
choice was impossible. And that's it for this episode. We are sending all the love and well wishes to I Will Instruct You. We look forward to your return.
Come back soon.
Yes, rejuvenated and ready to share your talent with us once more. And as we said before, your feedback and suggestions will make this podcast your podcast. This is our gift to the GWA community, and it is a labor of love. So if you love it, let us know. Thank you to everyone who has left comments and sent PMs. Keep them coming. Showing interest is making this a very worthwhile endeavor for us. So thanks, and see you next time.